Now we'll tell you one quick halakha regarding Yemei Ben HaMitzarim. Generally, Yemei Ta'anit. So the custom is on a Yom Ta'anit, like we had yesterday, Shavuot Aser Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet. If you're fasting in the afternoon, so the custom is brought down by the Etz Chaim Setehon, that they wear talit and tefillin during mincha of the ta'anit. The Bet Yosef brings down in Siman Memvav that one of the reasons is to catch two extra berachot, because on a ta'anit you're short of the me'ab berachot because of the lack of eating. So therefore, at least you'll catch two berachot. And he has a hashbon that those two berachot will get you to 100, the way the Bet Yosef calculates. So it should be pointed out that if you're fasting and you're putting on your tefillin, make sure you make the berachot properly, because that's one of the main reasons why you are wearing it. So the question is, which tefillin should we be wearing in mincha in general? If you wear tefillin in mincha, because the tzaddikim used to wear tefillin in mincha every single day, and which tefillin should you be wearing again if you're only wearing it on a ta'anit? So the Benu Ben Ish Chai brings down in his halachot that the Benu Ari used to wear tefillin every day in Mincha. He used to wear a Benu Tam. In the Shacharit, he wore a Shiv and a Benu Tam together. In Mincha, he wore a Benu Tam alone until he started to wear the special tefillin called Shemusha Rabba. Shemusha Rabba is a big tefillin, Etzba'ayim on Etzba'ayim, and the Benu Tam, the Benu Arizal held that the Shemusha Rabba is like two tefillin. It's like wearing a Shin and a Benu Tam together. Fine. So Hakam Ben Sion says, is it okay to wear tefillin Shemusha Rabba bizman hazeh? Reason is because Rav Chida brings down, or Hakam Ovadia Adayin Yaskil Abdi, that the Shemusha Rabba is very, very, very high. And really we can't connect the Shemusha Rabba. Ad Kedekak, Rav Hadaya wrote, you shouldn't make a beracha if you're wearing it, because the purpose of the beracha is to bring the shefar down from the mitzvah to Yerushalayim, and we can't reach that Shemusha Rabba. We can't reach it, so the beracha is going to be batala. Hakam Ben Sion Avah Shalom says, but if you would wear it, you can make a beracha on it. Shemusha Rabba basically is tefillin rashi. It's just a bigger pair. And he says that not only would you make a beracha, but it's okay to wear it. Yeah, even though he says that you can't connect to this high mitzvah today, it's okay to wear it. The Ben Ishai says that his father used to wear Shemusha Rabba Yemei Ta'anit, but he used to sit in the Ezrat Nashim. You don't want to, you know, wear it in public, so he wore it in a modest way. So you see, the Ben Ishai's father was not only Kadosh, but he was also Tzanua. But the point is that not everybody has a pair of Shemusha Rabba to wear in Mincha on the Ta'anit. If you have a pair, Matovani Chama Ben Tzion says it's not considered Lotet Godedu. If nobody in the kal is wearing it and you're wearing it, it's not considered lotet godedu. Fine. But let's say, like most people, they don't have tefillin Shemusha Rabba. Which tefillin should they be wearing during mincha? Rav Chida in Mahazik Beracha in Ora Hayim, Siman Aleph. It's a very important siman to learn, because there he goes to the whole inyan of tefillin Nashir, Ben Utam, wearing them together, wearing them separate. Ga'aba. He goes to all rules of, if everyone wants to go through it in depth, the Chida goes to an unbelievable thesis on the rules of tefillin. And at the end, he summarizes it. And in the summary, he writes, in the fifth halakha, that when it comes to a person that's wearing tefillin and mincha, yilbash tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. And that is the practice. Many people don't realize that. Many people have Rabbeinu Tams in their kuracha, but they make they wear a shi in the afternoon, ta'anit. It's not correct. They should really wear Rabbeinu Tam. However, Beli Beracha. So it comes out, the order is the following. First of all, if you have Shemusha Rabba, Matov Manaim, Im Beracha. If you don't have Shemusha Rabba, Rabbeinu Tam, Beli Beracha. And if you don't have Rabbeinu Tam, then Rashi, Im Beracha. Question is, we said the whole thing is because of the Beracha. The whole thing is the Beracha, so here you're losing the Beracha. There's another reason that we said from Harambam in Hilchot Tefillin, at the end of Hilchot Tefillin, Harambam writes an amazing thing. Rambam says, "Kol zman she'adam lo vesh tefillin, every time that a person is wearing tefillin, hu anav, hu yireh shamayim, and it brings in the person all sorts of holiness, just the fact that a person is wearing the tefillin. So It's quite possible, and that's what Rambam says, that's why we wear the tefillin all day long, in order to put ourselves into that mode. All year long, we don't wear tefillin all day long, because we're involved. We're running around, and we're probably not going to have the right attitudes when we wear tefillin. But on a fast day, especially in Minha, that's when his yetzer is nechlash. That's when he's most humble, just because he didn't eat all day long. So therefore, at least once in a while, we could follow the old practice of wearing tefillin, you know, for elongated periods. According to that reason, it's nothing to do with the beracha. It's got to do with the fact that you used to wear tefillin as a beggar all day long. So therefore, you shouldn't feel worried, oh, we're wearing the beracha without a beracha. We're wearing tefillin, but. And you're wearing it at a very opportune time where you can fulfill the kavanah of the tefillin, etc. So the ma'aseh, that would be the halakha regarding yemet ta'anit, like Rav Haidar writes, that a person should preferably wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam only.